All right, so today we're diving deep into Scott Farrell's ideas on building a thriving dental practice.
Okay.
But the big takeaway is niching down is key. Like,
Yeah.
it's more than just marketing, it's the foundation for everything.
Right. Scott sees it as the Yorth Star. Like it clarifies your message to. Oh, hey, our listener wants to join in. What's up?
It's Scott here. I think you misspoke. I think you meant North Star. Sorry for the
Hey,
correction.
Scotty, thanks for that. You are totally right. It's North Star, not North Star.
Yes, thanks for the correction, Scotty. That is a good catch.
Okay, so where were we? Yes, like a North Star, it clarifies your vision, and that's something we heard from many other dentists.
Yeah, one dentist emphasized that you're not selling procedures, but solutions and transformations.
So it's not just about fixing a tooth, it's about giving someone the confidence to smile again, like a transformation.
Exactly, like think pain relief, a dazzling smile, whatever transformation your patients want.
Makes sense, and when you're the go-to expert for that specific thing, you can charge what you're worth.
Absolutely. It's like that dentist who said you can price your services like a Rolls-Royce instead of a bargain bin
I
special.
like that analogy.
And the other dentists we heard from really echoed that sentiment.
Okay, so niche helps us stand out, especially in today's competitive landscape, as we've been saying.
Right, you're not just competing with other dentists down the street anymore.
It's corporate giants, online ads, the whole works.
Exactly. So standing out is crucial.
Which is where Scott's focus on niche comes in.
Yeah, he's adamant that it makes marketing more effective and cheaper.
No more throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Exactly. One marketing pro pointed out that a niche lets you dominate a specific area.
Like implants or anxiety-free dentistry.
Yes, you become the go-to expert in that space.
Instead of generic offers, you're crafting targeted campaigns that resonate with the right people.
It's the difference between those old free whitening ads that just blend into the background.
Versus a message that speaks directly to a patient's needs and desires.
And we're seeing dentists ditch those tired tactics.
Oh, yeah. What are they doing instead?
They're creating educational content, establishing themselves as thought leaders on YouTube, podcasts.
Even in local events, right?
Exactly. It's not just about services anymore. It's about showcasing your expertise and personality.
So personal branding is becoming really important.
Absolutely. And we even have data to back this up.
Oh, really?
One expert mentioned that 74% of people trust someone with a strong personal brand more.
Wow, so they're more likely to become your patients.
Exactly. So building that authority in your niche is key.
We've heard about dentists using social media to share their stories, create educational videos, even partner with local businesses.
And that authority helps you connect with patients on a deeper level.
It's not just about fixing teeth, it's about understanding their values and what they want their smile to do for them.
Like that dentist who designed a new patient process that goes beyond the clinical stuff.
So it's about selling the transformation, not just the drill.
Precisely.
So if you're known for, say, gentle dentistry for anxious patients, your marketing practically writes itself.
Right, you can target online groups, address their specific fears, even partner with therapists who specialize in anxiety.
It's amazing how everything falls into place with that niche focus.
It really does.
And Scott takes it. Oh, yeah. Go on.
I just want to point out that using your niche as a North Star can also help your internal teams, particularly when you're working with outsourced marketing folk. You've got something specific to say to them and to get them to work on rather than just dental
Hey,
practice.
that's a really insightful point, and it actually ties in perfectly with what we were just talking about.
Yes, that's a great way to frame it.
You're absolutely right. Having a clear niche not only acts as your North Star, but it also helps your team, especially when working with outside marketing folks.
Right, when you have a specific focus, it makes it way easier to communicate your goals.
Instead of just saying, market our dental practice, you can tell them, we need to attract patients who are looking for anxiety-free dentistry.
Exactly. That gives them something very concrete to work with.
And it also helps your internal team know how to handle patient calls.
So they know how to close those calls and embody that niche
So
expertise.
they become ambassadors for your brand.
Another dentist emphasized creating systems and processes tailored to.
Yeah, so the niche and the North Star is not only helping your marketing, it's helping your selling. So when you're talking to clients, you've only got a few minutes, a few words to get out what you're talking about. So it helps you be more expressive and articulate if you've got a North Star.
That is so true. And it's something we hadn't explicitly called out yet. So thank you for that.
Yes, that's a fantastic way to put it. And you're right, the niche really does help with the sales process too.
When you've niched down, you're not just more effective at marketing, you can also speak more clearly and concisely.
Exactly. It's not just about what you do, it's about how you communicate it. And a niche helps you do that effectively.
So it's all connected. The North Star guides your marketing and your sales.
It does. And it's not just about attracting the right clients, it's also about attracting the right team.
Speaking of which, that dentist we mentioned that was focused on training their team, their goal was to get them all on board with that clear vision.
Yeah, because a happy, well-trained team leads to happy patients.
Which is what it's all about, right? And being
Yes.
clear on your offer helps with that too.
It does, but it takes work.
And that's where leadership and communication skills come in, right?
One coach urged dentists to invest in their team's development beyond just the clinical work.
Okay, so empower them to communicate well, handle tough situations, and contribute to the overall vision.
Exactly. It's about building a team of rock stars.
Okay, we've covered a lot. Niche as a North Star, the impact on marketing and sales, personal branding, and team alignment.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? What should you take away from all this?
It means it's time to ditch the generic approaches and start thinking differently, like you've already pointed out today.
Okay, so now you've got to ask, who is your ideal patient? What problem are you uniquely positioned to solve? What transformation do you offer?
These questions are key to clarifying your niche and building a practice you truly love and that your patients will love too.
Exactly. Like that dentist we heard about who specializes in treating patients with dental anxiety, they've transformed their praxis.
They've done it by creating a calming environment, using specific language, even offering sedation options.
It's all tailored to that niche.
And their marketing is hyper-targeted. They partner with therapists, create content addressing anxiety, offer free consultations to ease fears.
They've become the go-to for anxious patients in their area.
All because they niched down and built their entire practice around it.
And it's not just about attracting new patients either. It's about building a loyal base who refer their friends and family.
Right.
One dentist talked about how their niche helps them build a multi-generational practice treating entire
It's
families
like building a community around your practice.
that fosters trust and loyalty, leading to long-term success. But it
Exactly.
doesn't happen overnight.
Right. It takes effort and a willingness to invest in your practice and your team.
Like that dentist who initially struggled to attract patients. Once they niched down and focused on a specific type of dentistry, everything changed.
They invested in specialized training, upgraded equipment, and created targeted marketing.
And it paid off. They became.
Oh, yeah.
So your niche and your North Star can inform your investing priorities within the business, say for machines and equipment, but it informs your marketing and your investment in marketing and how that can be leveraged. And it might also inform you on how you might want to decorate your waiting room.
It's a really interesting way to think about it, and you're spot on.
Yeah, it's not just a marketing thing. It really touches every part of the business, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's that foundational piece that guides your spending.
So if you're focused on a niche like, say, cosmetic dentistry, you're going to invest in different tools.
And like you said, you'll invest differently in your marketing too, focusing on things like before and after photos.
And even down to the decor of your practice, it all ties together. That is a fantastic point. And it really shows how deep this niche idea goes.
Yes, you're right. It's not just about the big things like equipment, but the details matter.
It's like everything you do, every choice you make should be aligned with that niche.
And that definitely includes the design and feel of your waiting room.
Absolutely. So if your focus is on anxiety-free dentistry, a sterile, bright waiting room probably isn't ideal.
Right, you might go for calming colors, soft lighting, maybe even some nature sounds or aromatherapy. It really does. It is all about creating an experience tailored to that ideal patient you are trying to attract.
So the niche drives those investment choices, and it reinforces the whole brand experience.
Okay, so let's get practical. What steps can you, our listener, take to find your niche?
It all begins with some self-reflection, like we've been saying the whole time.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
It's thinking about what you're passionate about and what your strengths are. Or if you specialize in pediatric dentistry, then a fun, playful waiting room is going to be a better fit.
Exactly. It's all about creating an environment that reflects your brand and their specialty, and then also connects with your patients.
It's about making sure your patients feel comfortable and understood from the moment they walk in.
And it's not just about decoration, but functionality too.
Right, making sure there are charging stations for devices or maybe a kids' play area.
It's about anticipating the needs of your ideal patient and creating a space for them, right? What kind of patients do you genuinely enjoy working with?
Like that dentist who realized they had a natural ability to work with children.
Oh, yeah, they loved making them feel comfortable and created a fun, positive experience.
So they niched down and focused on pediatric dentistry.
They decorated their office with great colors and fun characters, even created a play area.
Parents loved that their kids actually looked forward to going to the dentist. Okay, so going back to that dentist we mentioned who transformed their practice, they also really focused on creating a calming environment.
Yes, and even their staff was trained to be mindful of patients who are anxious or nervous.
So it's not just about the physical space, but also the entire patient experience.
Everything is interconnected with your niche in mind.
And as we said before, it's about building a community around your practice.
That fosters trust and loyalty, leading to long-term success. It's about finding that sweet spot where your passion and expertise meet the needs of your ideal patient.
But passion isn't everything, right? We need to be realistic too.
Absolutely. Researching your market is crucial.
Okay, so what are other dentists? Oh yeah, let's hear it.
Hi, it's Scott again. Just before you get to research, I just want to touch on purpose and how much that can help. It gets you out of bed in the day. It drives your marketing, drives your business. And so if everything's aligned on your North Star, you're likely to be more engaged, and that really comes through to people.
That's a really insightful point, and it's so true that having a strong sense of purpose is key.
Yeah, you're spot on. When your purpose aligns with your niche, that passion really fuels everything you do.
And that's something we heard a lot from the dentist we interviewed, that sense of purpose is a powerful motivator.
It's like when you have a reason to get out of bed each morning, it makes all the hard work feel more meaningful.
And that authenticity really resonates with patients. They can feel when you're genuinely passionate about what you do.
Absolutely. So when everything's aligned with your North Star, it really does come through in your marketing, in your business, and in your interactions with people.
Okay, so now that we've talked about purpose, we can get into researching your market, which is also key.
Exactly. But it doesn't happen overnight.
Right, it takes effort and a willingness to invest in your practice, your team, your waiting room, and yes, even your purpose.
And when you are aligned with that purpose, it helps you make those investment decisions.
Like that dentist who initially struggled to attract patients, once they niched down and focused on a specific type of dentistry, everything changed.
They invested in specialized training, upgraded equipment, created targeted marketing, and designed a waiting room that supported their niche and purpose.
And it paid off. They became the go-to expert for that specific group of patients.
Their practice became the destination for cosmetic enhancements because people could see their commitment.
So it's about finding a way to differentiate yourself, and that can come from your niche, your purpose, your brand, or all of the above.
Speaking of different.
Oh,
It's Scott again. I think you were going to talk about research, and I think that's fairly important because you don't want to niche into something that's already crowded or something that's not got enough demand. So what might that look like? What might the research look like?
That's a really important point. And you're right, research is crucial.
Yeah, you don't want to pour your heart and soul into something that isn't viable. That makes sense.
So what does that research look like? Well, it starts with a good hard look at your local market.
Okay, so who else is out there? What services are they offering? Are they crowded?
Exactly. You want to identify any gaps or unmet needs in your community?
Like that dentist we mentioned who noticed the lack of cosmetic dentistry.
Right. That's a perfect example of finding an opportunity by seeing what's missing.
But it's not enough to just assume there's a need, right?
No, you need to dig deeper. You might need to do some surveys or even talk with potential patients.
Okay, so actually ask people, what are their pain points? What are they looking for in a dentist?
That's right. You can use online tools, social media polls, even just informal chats in your community.
And this is all about making sure there's actual demand for the thing you want to niche into, right?
Precisely. You don't want to choose a niche that's already saturated unless you have a really unique approach.
You want to find that sweet spot with enough demand to keep you busy, but not so much competition that you get lost.
Exactly. And while you're looking at the competition, don't be afraid to analyze what they're doing well and what they're not.
Like checking out their online reviews, seeing what their patients are saying, what they like, and where they might be lacking.
All of that information can help you fine-tune your niche and how you'll approach it.
It's all about being strategic and making sure your niche makes sense for your area and the people you want to serve.
And it really ties back to that idea of purpose. What can you do that is both needed and meaningful to you?
So when your niche has purpose and demand, it will get you out of bed in the morning.
Exactly. And don't forget to also think about your ideal patient.
Yes, consider who you want to attract and what they're looking for.
Like, what are their unique needs and preferences? Where do they spend their time, both online and offline?
Thinking about those questions can give you a clearer picture of where to target your marketing efforts.
Okay, so it's about combining market research with an understanding of your ideal patient and your purpose.
And when all those pieces come together, that's where the magic happens.
So now you've got to ask, does your space communicate your purpose and what you do?
What can you do to make your waiting room a more welcoming and comfortable space for your ideal patients and for your purpose?
These are important questions to ask, and they're often overlooked, especially when thinking about your purpose.
And remember that every single touch point with your practice reinforces your niche, from your online presence to your waiting room and your purpose.
It's about building an authentic brand that resonates with your target audience and your core values.
And that level of focus and focus on purpose not only helps attract more patients, but also keeps them coming back.
They became the trusted resource for sleep apnea treatment, attracting patients who were frustrated with traditional approaches.
It's about finding a problem you can solve and becoming the solution, and it all comes back to your niche and your purpose.
And that's the beauty of niching down. It allows you to make a real difference in people's lives, driven by your passion.
It goes beyond just fixing teeth. It's about making a real impact.
Exactly, and it brings a sense of purpose to your work. One of the most inspiring things was hearing how much these dentists genuinely loved what they did.
They weren't just going through the motions. They were passionate about their niche and excited to help their patients with a real sense of purpose.
And that passion is contagious.
Absolutely. So if you're feeling lost or overwhelmed, remember the power of niching down and connecting with that sense of purpose.
It can transform your practice and create a business you truly love, driven by your values.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box. One dentist created a niche around treating musicians with the purpose of helping them continue to do what they love.
They understood the unique challenges musicians face and tailored their services to meet those needs, driven by a real purpose.
They offered flexible appointments, specialized mouth guards, even partnered with music schools to offer workshops on oral health, all in support of their purpose.
What a brilliant way to tap into a specific market and build a loyal base built on a real purpose.
It all comes back to those key questions. What's your ideal patient? What problem can you solve?
And what transformation do you want to provide? And what impact do you want to make?
Those questions are your guide to finding your niche and building a fulfilling practice. But remember, it's not just about the what, it's also about the why.
Okay, so why did you become a dentist in the first place? What impact do you want to make? What's your purpose?
Connecting back to the bigger picture, it's about finding that deeper purpose and letting it inform your decisions and drive your actions.
So when you're clear about your why, the how becomes much easier.
Exactly.
It's about going beyond the technical aspects of dentistry and becoming a true advocate for your patient's oral health with a real sense of purpose.
That's what truly sets you apart and creates a practice that's both profitable and purposeful.
Now, I know you might be thinking,
Oh, back to our listener. What's up?
I think what the niche does is connect the dentist being a technician with their purpose and with their why, and it connects them to their marketplace and their patients.
That's a really insightful way to put it, and it really highlights how important the niche is.
Yeah, you've hit on something crucial. It's like the niche acts as this central connector.
It bridges the gap between the technical skill of dentistry and the deeper purpose of why someone became a dentist.
And you're right, it links that purpose to the actual market and the patients.
It's not just about being a good technician, it's about understanding the impact you can have.
And that connection is what drives everything, the marketing, the services, everything.
So, with all of that said, that efficiency frees up their time to focus on providing exceptional care and driven by their passions and purpose.
They also highlighted the importance of delegating tasks and empowering their team to all work towards the same purpose.
We heard from one dentist who hired a marketing specialist, freeing them up to focus on patient care and their core purpose.
Smart delegation.
They also trained team members to handle specific tasks, creating a more streamlined workflow, all in support of their shared purpose.
This not only boosted efficiency, but also fostered a sense of ownership and accountability among the team, again, driven by their purpose.
Leading to a more engaged and motivated team.
It creates a win-win for everyone involved, all with a shared purpose and vision.
But systems and processes are just one part of the equation. Building a strong team culture is crucial too, to truly align with your core purpose.
Absolutely.
One dentist talked about how their team was more like a family, all working together towards their purpose.
They fostered open communication, mutual respect, and shared goals driven by their core values and purpose.
They celebrated successes together and supported each other through challenges, all working toward their
They
purpose.
even invested in their team's professional development, providing opportunities for growth to further their shared purpose.
That's how you build loyalty, by working together on your shared purpose.
Exactly. They understood that a happy and engaged team leads to happy and loyal patients. And it all starts with you, the dentist, setting the tone and leading by example towards your common purpose.
Absolutely.
So think about the culture you want to create in your practice. What values are most important? How do you want your team to feel as it relates to your purpose?
It's about creating a workplace where people feel valued, respected, and inspired to do their best and to reach your shared purpose.
And when your team thrives, your patients feel it too. Speaking of patients, we learned some fascinating ways these dentists use their niche to create unique marketing campaigns with purpose at their core.
One dentist who focused on dental anxiety partnered with local yoga studios to offer workshops on relaxation techniques with the purpose of calming their patients.
That's a smart move. They even created calming guided meditations specifically for dental visits, with the purpose of making it a more relaxing experience.
Talk about understanding your target audience and addressing their fears head-on with a clear purpose.
Another dentist focused on cosmetic dentistry partnered with a photography studio to offer smile makeover packages with before and after photos, again, driven by purpose.
Smart move, tapping into the desire to look and feel good and highlighting their purpose.
And a dentist specializing in treating athletes created educational videos demonstrating proper mouthguard techniques, all in support of their unique purpose.
Finding a niche within a niche, but with a clear purpose.
They became the go-to expert for athletes in their community, and it was all driven by their purpose.
These are just a few ways dentists are using their niche to think outside the box and create marketing that truly connects with their ideal patients, with their purpose at the core.
It's about being creative, understanding your audience, and connecting with them on an emotional level, especially your ideal patients, and connecting with your
It
purpose.
all comes back to that idea that marketing doesn't have to be scary. It can be about genuine connection and creativity built on a genuine purpose.
Exactly. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel or your purpose.
We heard from dentists who invested in coaches, mentors, and marketing specialists to help them reach their goals and their purpose.
They knew they didn't have to be experts in everything. They could get help with the how while still focusing on the why.
They focused on their strengths, delegated, and got guidance from pros in areas where they needed support while remaining purpose-driven.
It's like building a support system for success, all while working towards a common purpose.
Absolutely. And that network can include colleagues, industry experts, even patients who are passionate about your niche and your purpose.
Oh, yeah. One dentist even created a patient advisory board aligned with their values and purpose.
To get feedback on their services, marketing, the whole experience, all aligned with the common purpose.
That's so smart. Using your patients as a resource for improvement and to get feedback on your purpose, it builds a real sense of partnership.
It does. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, remember, you don't have to go it alone. Reach out, find mentors, and invest in resources that can help you thrive while staying connected to your purpose.
And don't be afraid to experiment. We heard from dentists who tried different marketing strategies, adjusted services based on feedback, and were constantly tweaking things to see what worked best while remaining focused on their purpose.
It's all about adapting and evolving while staying true to your core purpose.
Exactly. The dental industry is constantly changing with new technologies and treatments and trends popping up all the time, so it's good to be adaptable.
So if you're stuck in the old ways, you'll get left behind and may get lost on your purpose.
Right, so don't let that happen.
So stay curious, embrace change, and be willing to try new things while staying true to your purpose.
And most importantly, have fun with your team, with your patients, with your business, and always be driven by your purpose. Dentistry is an amazing profession, and it should be enjoyable. If you're not passionate about what you do, it'll show, and it may be hard to find your purpose. Find your niche, build a practice you love, and let that passion shine through. That's what makes it all worthwhile. And remember your purpose.
What a great way to wrap things up. This deep dive has been packed with insights and with that focus on purpose.
I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to take your practice to the next level and with a clear purpose in mind.
What small step can you take today to move closer to that dream practice and with a renewed sense of purpose?
And remember, you don't have to do it alone. We're here to support you every step of the way and to help you stay true to your purpose.
Keep learning, keep growing, and keep creating the practice of your dreams built on a foundation of purpose.
That's it for this episode. We'll be back next week with another deep dive.
Until then, keep those smiles shining and always be driven by your purpose.